Please welcome Alicia Klein.
Motherhood. Motherhood is full of about faces, you know, where you think something is going to go one way and then it just goes in a completely other direction. I mean, becoming a mother is an about face. Like, one day there's just you, and the next day there's this whole other being depending on you for absolutely everything. And for me, trying to get pregnant was an about face, you know, because I'd spent my whole life trying to not get pregnant. We were really lucky. We got pregnant right away, like super pregnant, actually. I found out at my first doctor's appointment that we were expecting twins, and that changed everything. I mean, for starters, I'd had this vision of a home birth, or at least maybe a birthing center, a water birth, you know, with my midwife and my doula and candles and, I don't know, monks chanting, very hippied out. And when you're pregnant with twins, it's automatically considered high risk. And in California, it has to be a doctor. It has to be in the hospital. And not just in the hospital, it has to be in the operating room, on the operating table, just in case. So, but at least I could still have a natural birth, you know, if everything went well. So I prepared. I took these hypnobirthing lessons, and I meditated, and I read everything I could find, and I got this. So it's January, and I'm almost 35 weeks pregnant, and I'm huge and swollen, and everything hurts, and I'm floating in Sinsheimer Pool because that's the only way I can get any relief. And I get out and dry myself off, and then there's this like little whoosh of liquid down my leg. And you're thinking, oh, well, your water broke. This is a story about having a baby. But I'm thinking, oh my God, did I just pee myself a little? Because that's another thing that happens when you're super pregnant. And then it happens again. But like when your water breaks, it's meant to be this like gush of liquid. And I've never heard of this like trickle thing, and it just keeps happening. And so, you know, I go home and I put my feet up and I drink lots of water because that's the cure-all for everything when you're pregnant. They tell you, put your feet up, drink a lot of water, rest. And it keeps happening. And finally that night I agree to go to the hospital. And they do a swab and test it, and of course it's amniotic fluid. Like, what else would it be? You know, so I'm officially in labor. And the nurse comes in, and I say, okay, you know, here's my birth plan. I don't want the drugs. I don't want the IV. I don't want the antibiotics. Thank you very much. I know what I'm doing. I got this. And she says, of course, it's your choice, but, and then she lists like 26 reasons why I'm wrong and I should do it their way. And I say, nope, thanks. I got it. I've done the research. I know what I want. Thank you very much. She goes. She comes back in a few minutes to check the monitor or something. And she says, of course, it's your choice, but, and she has like 3 or 4 more reasons. You know, thanks. She leaves. She goes on break. Another nurse comes in. Of course, it's your choice, but, and the doctor comes to check. Of course, it's your choice. And then there's a shift change. The night nurse comes in. Of course, it's your, and I'm chipping away. I got this. Thank you. And finally, I convince them to leave me alone for the night because nothing's happening. You know, it's going to be a while. And I need some rest. Not that I can sleep. I'm so full of adrenaline. My babies are coming. So I put in my earbuds, and I'm listening to my hypnobirthing lessons. I'm like, in the zone. I got this. Hours pass. It's the middle of the night. And then something happens, and no one was ever able to explain to me what happened next. But just suddenly, there is lots of pain. And you're thinking, well, you're having a contraction. But contractions are meant to come and then go. You know, they're really intense. You see, you know, on TV, they're like screaming, and then they stop. There's a break, and you like time in between contractions. This pain came and just never went. It was unending. It wasn't a sharp pain. I couldn't point to it. It was just everywhere. It was taking me out of myself. Like, I couldn't think clearly. I couldn't breathe fully, and I'm just trying desperately to stay in this zone, and I got this, and hours pass, and then the screaming starts, like, just on the other side of this wall behind my head. There's someone having a baby, and she is screaming for 45 minutes, and all I can think is, that's future me. Like, that's what's coming for me. And I'm in the zone. I got this, and hours pass, and it's morning, and there's a new nurse, and she comes in, and of course it's your and she wants to check how dilated I am. And okay, yes, let's do that. Let's see where we are. Now, on a scale of 0, which is your average woman walking down the street who's not pregnant, and 10, which is you're fully dilated, you're ready to push out a baby, I was 0.5 centimeters dilated. And that is when I asked for the drugs. And I was terrified. I was terrified to ask for them. I was so afraid I was going to look back at this moment. Like, this is the moment of failure. I failed myself. I failed my babies. I wasn't strong enough. I couldn't do it. But I was also terrified not to ask for them because there was so much pain and the screaming and the 0.5 centimeters and the... So I got the epidural. And like 15 minutes pass. And I feel amazing. Like, I feel better than I felt since I got pregnant. I feel better than I felt, like, ever. I feel amazing. And the morning passes, we're laughing, we're telling stories, we're thinking of baby names, because we hadn't done that yet. And like, midday, they check again, and I am fully dilated. Like, just like that, no problem. Time to go. So they roll me into the operating room, and they tell me to push. And now, like, I can't feel anything from here down. So I've got, like, one nurse holding, like, each leg up over my head, just ergonomically ridiculous for pushing out a baby. And I can't even feel that I'm pushing, but I know what pushing is. So I do that, and they tell me I'm doing it. And the way that I can tell that I'm pushing is this, like, insane pressure in my head that is just going to explode. And this goes on for an hour. And the doctor comes in to check on the baby, and the baby hasn't moved at all. So let's push some more. Another hour and a half of this intense pushing, and the doctor comes back in and checks again. And this baby has not moved. Like, 2.5 hours of pushing, the baby has not moved at all. And again, no one can tell me, like, why this is happening. All they know is if the baby hasn't come out yet, it's not coming this way. And they're worried that he might go into distress, because if I think my head hurts, like, what's he feeling? So it's time for a C-section. And of course, a C-section is everything I didn't want. But, you know, when the doctor says we're worried that your baby's going to go into distress and maybe die, you say, yes, give me a C-section. Like, just get these babies out of me alive. And so there's lots of hustle and bustle, and they put a curtain up so I can't see anything from there down. And my arms are, like, strapped out like I'm on a cross. I don't know why I wasn't asking questions anymore. And, like, all of a sudden, there's this baby crying in the room, and they like, lift him up over the sheet so I can see him as they pass him off to the doctor and nurses. Hey, here's your baby. And then there's another baby. Here's your other baby. They pass him off to his doctor and nurses, and they check them out real quick. And then they put them both on my chest. And they're so small. They both just fit right here on the left side. And I looked down at them, and I felt like nothing in particular. Like, none of those big cliche emotions they tell you, like, my heart just opened up and swallowed the world. It was not. No, probably because of all the drugs. But I do remember thinking, like, this is a big moment. This is important. And looking at those little faces and just wanting to remember that. And sometimes I look back and I do sometimes regret how things went, and I wonder, like, what if I'd done this, or what if they'd let me do this, and, you know, I just spin out and all these what ifs and how it could have gone and how I wish it had gone. And when that happens, I go back to that moment and, like, remember their warm little bodies on my chest and their little faces. Their eyes were closed. They were sleeping. Just, they look like little animatronic aliens. But, like, I remember that moment, like this moment, and you have to look at it that way because that's how I saw it. Pass it around, and nothing else matters. Thanks.